I'm speaking to Morgan Bonaldi, who is a young lady who's just come back from Syria. You were there a couple of months, I gather.
Yes, almost 3 months. I was there for 12 weeks in total in Iraq and Syria.
Why choose to go to a place which we understand to be a war zone?
Because in my sense, I thought it was also the place that needed most help. Because it's a war zone, they need to rebuild a lot of things. So it was specifically in a war zone that I wanted to go.
What kind of things were you doing there?
Mainly what the association I left with is doing is reconstruction, rebuilding sites. There's a large amount of projects from activities with the kids, with women. I did a women's only cafe in Iraq because they're not really tolerated in bars and to go out without their husbands usually. One of my projects as well, we were going to meet families and evaluating their needs and doing material donations. Fridge, freezer, sometimes little batteries for electricity, and it's very, very wide, all the projects we are doing, but it's mainly rebuilding.
Are you a volunteer for an association?
Yes, an association called SOS Chrétien d'Orient. Now they are present in 5 countries: Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, and Egypt.
This is an organization that helps Christians. They're a minority, presumably, in all these countries.
Yes, Christians in these countries are in a dangerous situation. They've been targeted a lot in the past few years, so a lot of them are leaving. But it's important for them to remain in these lands because it's historically the birth of Christian religion is in Mesopotamia, around this place. So it's really important that they stay there because it's a part of the Christian history as well. But we were not only helping Christians, we were also doing activities with the Yazidi, which is a very old religion, and they are also a minority. There's been so much destruction. I was really amazed of the amount of buildings destroyed everywhere. It's something to see it on TV, but when you see it from your own eyes, you understand how important the destruction was. And like 80% of the cities are destroyed. It's huge. It's massive.
Did you ever feel you were in danger?
I felt pretty safe the whole time because you are surrounded with people that have known a lot worse. So they don't jump every time they hear a rocket. Or at the first time when I arrived in Aleppo, for example, you could hear every evening the rockets and it would make the house shiver. And yeah, so the war was really close, and for me it was hard to adapt to it. But then in the end you end up having to get used to it because otherwise you won't be able to work, or it's every day. So
we hear so much about Syria and the dangers, but also we hear about radicalization. Did you have to go through some kind of screening before you went?
Yeah, not me, actually. I escaped these kind of questionings, but I heard a lot of volunteers that went with the same association had to answer a lot of questions before going. In the end, it's good that we have all these questions, even though I didn't get them. I think it's important because you can't send everybody. A lot of people actually went there to join the jihad. So I think it's a good thing that the government checks who is going and why.
We're here in an exhibition hall here in the center of Rostrana, where your photographs are displayed. What are you trying to show with your photographs?
Well, I'm trying to show what you don't see on TV, because on TV you can only see destructions and war and people all dressed in blacks. I wanted to show the people that actually live there. You never see the civilians on TV. There's so much life and there's a huge culture, and it's something that you need to show, because when I was talking with them, they feel forgotten, really. They see our medias, they see CNN, BBC, and they see that what we know of Syria is only war, and they really want to appear with their culture, with their strength, with their happiness as well, and they want this to reach people all over the world instead of just destruction and war.
You were in Syria, you were in Iraq. Mm-hmm. Did you find any differences?
the culture is very different. I was amazed. I didn't realize how different the countries were. Iraq is more traditional, especially for the woman statues in those countries. In Iraq, as a girl, you can't go out in the streets with another boy if he's not your husband. You can't smoke in the street, you can't go for a drink. Usually they just don't get out if they're not with their husband or something, only on weddings or...
Is this in Baghdad or were you elsewhere?
No, I was close to Mosul in a Christian village about 30 kilometers north of Mosul. It's Christian village, but the traditions are there still. Girls don't cover their hair, but there are a lot of other very patriarchal traditions that remain. Whereas in Syria, when I arrived, I was amazed. The girls, they just hang out together and they go out to smoke shisha, they can have drinks. Muslim and Christians are a lot more mixed in the cities. They can go out together and there's a lot of understanding between the two religions. It's a very secular state.
Now that you're home safe, will you be going back there?
I would love to. As I'm going as a volunteer, I don't manage to make a lot of money as a volunteer. So I'm going to work for a few months and hopefully go back there as soon as possible, which would be next year around May.
Intrepid volunteer Morgane Bonaldi, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.